Waymo goes independent and Virginia's aquifers hit a wall. Waymo announced it will end its exclusivity arrangement with Uber in Austin and Atlanta, launching its own independent app in both cities by January 2028. The decision is a maturation signal. Waymo has determined that the margin it was surrendering to Uber in exchange for distribution is worth less than the customer relationship data and direct brand loyalty it would build by owning the consumer interface. For Uber, which sold its own self-driving division years ago and has relied on AV partners to offer robo-taxis in select markets, losing Waymo in two cities leaves a gap without an obvious replacement. Tesla's Cybercab faces a different autonomous vehicle hurdle. Reports indicate the vehicle must accumulate full self-driving miles specific to its own hardware configuration before production can meaningfully scale. A responsible development constraint that nevertheless pushes the Cybercab timeline further out for a company that has been managing investor expectations around autonomous revenue for several years. Separately, Musk pledged to open source the Model S and Model X designs and to release the entire X platform codebase in August as part of what he described as a broader transparency initiative. An AWS outage struck Reddit and Apple Pay this week, the third major infrastructure incident since May, underscoring what critics describe as systemic risk created by routing much of the internet through a small number of cloud providers. Meta, meanwhile, paused a plan to put a 3-hour monthly cap on its conversation focus feature for smart glasses, a tool used by people with visual impairments and cognitive disabilities, behind a paywall, after immediate and intense backlash that demonstrated the different moral weight attached to gating accessibility accommodations versus luxury features. A Virginia groundwater study delivered a structural constraint on AI infrastructure expansion that may prove more durable than any regulatory intervention. Eastern Virginia holds the world's highest concentration of data centers and functions as a spine of global internet routing. The study found the aquifer is declining and cannot sustain the hundreds of additional facilities already in planning. Data centers consume enormous volumes of water for cooling. If the findings prompt stricter permitting, they will change the economics of data center siting and may accelerate the shift to alternative cooling technologies or geographically dispersed locations, affecting the physical foundation of the AI buildout.